But anyway, at the same time, if I was in his situation at that moment, I would have done the same thing. Maybe.
Yeah, so the...
But I did... No.
See? And that's what they're saying. Blurred lines. If the woman is, you know, drunk or inebriated and he has sex with her, is it rape?
No, you put yourself in that situation
and see,
to have sex.
And that's... That's what
if you didn't want to do that, you shouldn't have been there. You should have been in church the night before.
I just think it's funny how...
You're guilty by association. If you're in the clubs and you're dressed scantily and you're rubbing all over men and dancing like that...
And catching a good
like that,
buzz.
Yeah, and you're acting like that, what are you going to attract?
Yeah, and see, that's what I thought. I'm like...
A true biker dresses like a biker. He's known for being a biker. A police officer has a uniform. Everyone knows him as a police officer. And if you're going to act and dress like a whore, men are going to know you as a whore. It's that simple.
Ah, yes, but then women can come back and say, just because I dressed like this doesn't mean... Because remember that movie with Jodie Foster?
Right, where I got that. And she kept yelling, no, no.
Yeah, and then that's rape.
For help.
It's forcible. So just because she was dressed like a whore...
But she was not drunk yet. And she wasn't rubbing all over men yet.
Yeah, she was.
Well.
With the indication of sex. With the intention of sex. Come on, we all know. And there you go. There's the blurred lines.
But when you get funneled into a one-on-one situation, where does it stop? How can you stop it then? What, I mean, you may call it blurred lines, but...
See, and that's
you've
where
actively, openly, overtly put yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
You're the one that pulled the trigger on the gun. And, sorry it went off.
And see, that's how I look at it when that whole article that I read about the university banning the song. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, nah. I don't know how those students act in the university or if they go to clubs and act. But I don't think it's any different. When you go out, when women go out, or guys go out at that age, you're looking to get laid.
But here's the thing. Here's the crucial part. A man's willing to get laid with almost anyone, and a woman wants to be selective. You're not going to be selective in those situations. It isn't going to happen.
Oy vey, look at this road.
Oy.
This be bad.
Anyway, you're in that situation and you're trying to be selective? Really?
Yeah.
You put yourself in the cattle trough and you're not going to get nasty? Please. If you don't want to get raped or screwed or have sex, stay the hell out of there. You know better. You know it's a prelude to a bordello.
Yeah. Going to a club. This is going to the meat market.
Yeah. And here you're acting like, oh, well... He should have better manners, and he should have more
song,
control.
But the song...
No, you threw a lot of alcohol in the situation, like throwing gas on a fire.
Is depicting, you know, it's degrading of women. I'm sorry, but now today's women, it's cool to be a slut. It's acceptable to be a hoe. Well, what's the difference between a hoe and a slut?
It depends on where you're at in society.
Yeah, that's true, too.
What's acceptable?
What, a slut gives it away for free, and a whore gets paid? Is that what you said?
Basically, yeah. Well, whore gives it away.
Oh, okay. And the slut gets paid?
Yeah.
I don't
prostitute know. Gets paid.
Well, I know. But the young girls of today, I mean, it's just... It's a cool thing.
If you're going to sin, what are you complaining about?
No, I'm not getting into all the morality part of it. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but there's a certain code of ethics and honor and dignity and a lot of social... You know, yeah, I don't like that song anyway. Sorry.
I do. I can make... So now I know how to torture you.
Mm-hmm.
Torture. I just tortured you by making you go to all these different places.
You didn't torture me.
And
I
you
went
just,
willingly.
And you just kind of...
And I got foodstuffs all over me.
You got foodstuff?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I had to walk down every aisle.
Oh.
It was terrible.
You got your exercise for today.